This is the Composer's Datebook for December 12th. I'm John Zeck. Today, in 2001, the San Francisco Symphony under Michael Tilson Thomas gave the first performance of a new work by the American composer Henry Brandt. The new piece was entitled Icefield, and it was awarded the Pulitzer Prize for Music in 2002, the year Brandt turned 89. The Pulitzer Prize was a major acknowledgement of five decades of work as one of America's great experimental composers. In the 1950s, when he turned 40, Brandt became fascinated with the possibilities inherent in spatial music, music that positioned various groups of performers in all the corners of a performing space. Moreover, he felt his music should reflect a wide variety of musical styles as well. As Brandt put it, "I had come to feel that single-style music could no longer evoke the new stresses, layered insanities, and multidirectional assaults of contemporary life on the spirit." This music, from a 1984 composition entitled Western Springs, is scored for a spatial ensemble of two orchestras, two choruses, and two jazz combos, comprising a grand total of about 200 musicians. Brandt cites as his major model the earlier American composer Charles Ives, but he also credits the experience of hearing in Paris a modern performance of the massive Requiem Mass of Hector Berlioz, who way back in the 19th century positioned an orchestra, brass choirs, and vocalists around a vast cathedral for a unique surround sound experience. For more on Henry Brandt and his spacey music, check our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.